ago, a group of psychologists asked people to write down 20 statements in response to the question, "Who am I?" Now, if you had to answer this question, I wonder what you would say about yourself. What aspects of your identity would you reveal? How might your responses differ from those of, say, others in your family or in your workplace? Well, by the end of this message, I hope you'll have a clearer idea of who you are. We're continuing today with our series, Who Do You Think You Are? Discovering Your Identity in Jesus Christ. Last time, we laid the foundation for the series by considering the relevance of the image of God to human identity. We noticed that this image was initially reflected in Adam and Eve, who, in their perfect created state, mirrored the character of God to the rest of creation. But after they chose to disobey God, the image was redefined as it became marred and disfigured. No longer were Adam and Eve clear bearers of God's image or likeness. We then saw that all was not lost, as the image of God was revealed in Jesus Christ, the perfect picture of the invisible God. And through this God-man, the image began to be restored in those who follow him. Could you answer the question, "Who do you think you are?" by saying, "I am a person in whom the image of God is being restored. I have not yet arrived, but I am a work in progress. I'm not what I should be, but neither am I what I used to be." If you are a follower of Jesus Christ, your identity can be found in your relationship to him. When we are born into God's family through faith in Jesus, we experience life in a new way, and we begin to get some idea of who we really are. We learn, perhaps for the first time, that we are valuable to God. This gives us a sense of self-worth. We discover that we belong to God and to others in his family. This gives us a sense of security. We also realize that God has a purpose for our lives. This gives us a sense of significance. But many genuine Christians go through life not fully appreciating that these things are true of them. However, when we realize that our identity lies not primarily in what we have done, but in what Jesus Christ has done for us, we'll begin to appreciate how valuable, secure, and significant we really are. And for some of you today, this could be absolutely life-changing. So, let's get going on part two of this series, Self-Worth, Security, and Significance. First of all then, self-worth. Many Christians are living in defeat and not enjoying all God has for them because they don't know who they are. Perhaps negative events in their past have eroded any sense of self-worth they might have had. They blame themselves for any rejection they've experienced and believe if they could only perform better or please a particular person more, they could earn acceptance. Others think their value or self-worth can be measured in terms of successes that they've already achieved. But isn't it good to know that as followers of Jesus, our value is not determined by what we do or don't do, but is based on what God has done for us? The New Testament book of Colossians talks about him rescuing and forgiving us, and we are complete through our union with Christ. Let me ask you, have you ever doubted your value to God? Ever wondered how the eternal God who made the universe could possibly be interested in little you or little me? It's absolutely mind-blowing to think that we are valuable to this great God. Perhaps some of you don't know what God thinks of you, and as a result, your view of yourself is discoloured and distorted. So what better way to remedy this by going straight to the book that God has written, His Word, the Bible.